With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cheese and Pickle.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights. Hello, I'm Julia Rayside. Each episode, my guest chooses a favourite TV memory to talk about. Joining me today is the writer, comedian, and co-host of the All Rather Mysterious podcast, Eleanor Morton.
Eleanor, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
How do you do? So what have you brought to talk about today?
Today I have brought Jim Henson's The Storyteller.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking John Hurt in prosthetics.
Yes, in pointy ears.
Yep.
And Brian Henson as a talking dog.
Yes. Oh, did the dog have a name?
I don't know. I don't know if it was ever...
I don't think he did have a name, did he?
Brian the dog, maybe.
He was just Dog Brian. Let's call him Brian.
Dog Brian.
Yeah, yeah. He was very cute, but kind of a bit sardonic and a little bit, oh, really?
He was, yes. Yeah. And I liked that. The thing about The Storyteller is for years and years, because it was on sort of early 90s?
Actually, no. Well, it started off 87 in the US,
wow.
But I can't find out when it was on here. So you're probably right, maybe the beginning of the 90s. Yeah.
That's when I must have seen... In the 90s, I must have seen repeats. You know when you've seen something, like, you just get flashes of it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know, like, what is that from? Because it was so sort of ethereal and with the
puppets. It was so odd, wasn't it?
So I was always like, what is that thing that I saw? And for years and years, I wanted to find it, but I didn't know what it was.
And did you make it up? And yeah, was it a dream?
Yes.
Yeah, all that kind of thing.
Because it was great and quite scary.
Yeah, oh God, yeah. We'll talk about the stories in a minute. Bloody hell.
And so it was, and there was another thing that was on sometimes that they would repeat called The Story Keepers, which was this Christian cartoon about early Christians in Jerusalem.
That sounds fun.
And so every time they were like, and now it's time for The Story Keepers, I'd be like, oh, maybe this is, and it wasn't.
It would always disappoint
you. Yes.
Ugh,
so I eventually found it again on YouTube a few years ago, and I was so excited because it was even better than I remembered.
So how old were you when you first saw this? Tell me about little Eleanor and where you were.
I was in Edinburgh growing up.
Okay.
And I was...
You've lost your accent.
I never had it. And it was... This is the thing, I don't remember... I don't know if I was allowed to watch it. It must have been on in the daytime.
Yeah.
You know, and I must have just watched it, but I barely remember anything apart from bits of the stories.
It went in somehow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then enough to make me excited about wanting to see it again.
God, yes.
And sort of kicking off a Jim Henson / sort of dark fantasy.
Oh my God, I'm
passion.
So with you there. Labyrinth, yeah. We're all lovers of Labyrinth here, aren't we?
I think that's why, yeah, when I saw that, I was like, you know, I have to find the storytellers because it did happen.
No, it really did. We're here to tell you now it did happen. So, John, it had an incredible cast,
yeah.
By the way. This is like 1987.
Yes.
Obviously made in the States, but they seem to have all of British film and theatre in the story segments. They'd film a kind of a European folktale.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. And
then
the storyteller would tell it.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was filmed in the States because they did do a lot of Jim Henson stuff in Britain.
They did, didn't they?
So
and the cast is suspiciously... I mean, the acting talent involved, these are just some of them. So Jane Horrocks, mm-hmm. Bob Peck, Jolie Richardson, Miranda Richardson, French and Saunders, Sean Bean, Alan Armstrong, and the list goes on. And Michael Gambon was in the spin-off, apparently, as there was a Greek story.
There was a Greek one. With the same dog.
Yeah, so Brian did come back.
He came back.
Yeah. But so do you remember any particular stories? Were there any ones that stuck in your head?
I remember, was it Stone Soup? The one with... Oh, no, it wasn't. There's one that's a sort of a shaggy dog story, which is where the storyteller himself gets put in jail by the king.
Oh, is that where his wife's in it? Isn't it Brenda Blethyn's wife?
Oh, yes, it is her, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realise that until just now, yeah.
Ah.
And they have to he has to entertain the court with some stories.
So he actually gets sucked into the story himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's one bit of that always stuck in my head, which is where he's doing magic tricks for the family and he makes a rope ladder and the prince climbs up
the
ladder.
Oh my God, that's ringing such loud bells.
Yeah, and then the ladder collapses and he's gone.
Yeah.
It's so creepy. creepy and fun.
The full like Indian rope trick.
Yes.
Thing. The one that really freaked me out, and I actually didn't remember this, but there's a lot of it on YouTube, is The Soldier and Death.
Mm.
The Soldier and Death. Gather round, children, for the story of The Soldier and Death.
Story, yeah. I mean,
so grim.
But I liked that. I liked that it was so dark, and I think children should be scared.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah, and they had the great devil puppets in that, which were very creepy.
Which, if you've watched, have you seen Yonderland?
That's yes, guys, I love
brilliant
Yonderland.
Thing with the guys from the old Horrible Histories cast. And they had some demons in that that were pretty much
either
the same, or they made them again to look like
Because it was Jim Henson's puppets, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
In that as well. Yeah.
Does anybody else make puppets? I think even after death, he still has a monopoly on brilliant puppets.
Yes.
So the Soldier and Death one, I think, was just really upsetting because it's Bob Peck who just puts in a proper terrifying, intense performance, as you'd expect.
Yes.
But he basically has to, he gives away, he's coming back from war and he's only got 3 biscuits and he gives them away to these needy people on the road. And the last biscuit he gives away and they give him, is it a sack, a magic sack?
A magic sack. And anything you want to go in the sack will go in the sack.
That's it. And a magic deck of cards.
Yes.
And somehow he ends up playing some poker with these devils and then he beats them all at poker, wins loads of gold off them and then puts them all in his sack.
Yeah.
Let's play then.
And with that, they settle down to business. The soldier dealt the cards and won.
My run, eh?
And won again.
Is he cheating?
Well, I am, and I'm still losing.
Me too.
Deal again.
Certainly.
And he did. And he won. And the devils got into the kind of fume only devils can get in. Fume, fume, fume.
And then it gets darker from there. That's not even the darkest
bit. I guess it's a moral about wanting too much and trying to overcome things that you can't really overcome.
Well, as all European folktales are, they're basically don't overreach yourself, show a bit of humility. Yeah. And they're quite British, actually, in that way. It's like, wind your neck in, don't get any ideas, and you know, look sharp.
Yeah.
But the news is, though, apparently, that... Now, who is it? Neil Gaiman, apparently, is working on new Storyteller with the Henson Company.
Oh, my God.
Do you think? You don't want it to stay where it was in the weird, distant, murky past.
No, I do like that. I mean, I love 80s, 90s feel it has.
Yeah.
I feel like it's quite timeless, like...
Yeah.
Just the effects. Because the thing about practical effects is they always look good. I mean, they don't always look good, but, you know, they always feel real.
Yeah.
And that's why that they sort of outlast CGI.
Yeah, as opposed to stuff that's done in camera or whatever, yeah.
Yes, so it always looks, you know, the older it gets, the more charming it gets almost.
Yeah, yeah.
But as long as they do the same thing that they've done with this new Dark Crystal where they have stuck with puppets.
So you've seen that. I haven't. Yeah, is it a thumbs up?
Yes, I'm only about 4 episodes in, but I'm really enjoying it and it looks great and they have stuck to the puppets, which is the big worry, obviously. Because it's, you know, it's like when Yoda went CGI for the prequels in Star Wars.
I know, it's a worry.
Yeah.
Have you seen, well, you might not have done just because, you know, wrong vintage, but you've missed it either side, actually. But they did, it was rather charmingly, they brought back the Clangers. So, you know, small films, the little pink alien guys.
Yeah.
And the third season, I misheard and thought they were going to do it CGI and just thought, oh, no, please, God, don't. Oh, they haven't. They've done stop motion animation and kept, and they actually call it series 3 of the Clangers
as opposed to
we've rebooted the Clangers.
Yeah,
it's just,
if
you're going to do it properly, then do it properly.
Yes.
Don't half-ass it, please.
As long as they do that. I think Neil Gaiman's quite a good fit for the tone.
Well, yeah, the fantasy background and stuff.
Because it was Anthony Minghella before, and obviously he passed away.
Anthony Minghella did the original storyteller.
He was a director, yeah.
I had no crapping idea.
And I think that really made it great.
Amazing.
And then also the score, I don't know if you heard the soundtrack.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Really beautiful. Can't remember, it was a woman who scored it. I can't remember her name.
Hello, this is Julia from the future. The composer was called Rachel Portman. Rachel Portman.
But I remember she was a woman, because I was like...
Thank God for that.
But this beautiful sort of oboe, Peter and the Wolf kind
of
style.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Classical stuff. It's really nice.
It was a beautifully made series. There wasn't that much of it, though, was
there?
I think there was only like one big chunk and then this spin-off.
It must have taken so much for every episode. Like, the puppets obviously have to be built for each episode. And the amazing... Like, there was these big trolls they did. They did the griffin.
That's right.
Just this giant sort of bird... dragon thing.
The trolls were amazing. I think that was the one, it's a young Jane Horrocks.
It was.
A very young Jane Horrocks.
Yes.
is the troll's daughter, or sort of like she's been captured by a troll and she's he's my mother, he's my father, that thing.
That's right.
And he makes her do like impossible things. And this lion from her imagination turns up. He basically is Aslan.
Yeah.
And almost sounds like Aslan. It might be Michael Gambon, but I'm not sure. And he turns up and just kind of like licks all the water out of the lake for her and builds a castle for her.
Yes, does all her tasks.
Yeah, and then eventually makes the troll... Oh, spoilers. I think he makes the troll fall down a non-existent flight of stairs to kill him.
Yes.
So that she can have the castle and, you know, live happily ever after.
There's cannibalism, there's murder,
it's all great,
sorts of
isn't
stuff.
It?
It's good, yeah. And I was never, you know, I was never freaked out by that as much as I was freaked out by the images.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, but, you know, if you read the... Because I really love those old folk tales and, like, the origins of folk tales. And they're all very strange and, you know, they're very, like, you can recognise aspects of them in stuff we do today, but the you know there's very random aspects like, and then a lion turned up.
Which
I really like.
It's just anything in your imagination is basically all fine as long as there's a moral core to it. You just whatever you want to happen, it can happen. It's great.
Exactly.
No, I agree. I think I didn't realise until you sent me back to YouTube to watch some of this that actually it's where I heard some of these stories the first time because, like you said, it occupies little corners of your mind, little dusty corners that don't have any light bulbs working anymore. And yeah, it was really nice to go back and go, oh, hang on, yes, no, I have seen this before. The face of the troll in that Jane Horrocks one.
Yes.
It basically, his snout is so long, it kind of becomes his chin, doesn't it? Just a weird, long face.
It's hot, grotesque, but sort of beautiful.
Yeah, no, really. And the model making is insane.
So, it just looks like the music and the atmosphere and the sets and everything is all just 10 out of 10.
I know, proper production values. Well, we will wait with bated breath to see if they can do as magical a job. But that really is magic.
Yeah, do you know, is it Netflix or is it...
I don't know. I think it was only really announced that it was sort of happening at the beginning of this year. Mm. So I imagine it's ongoing with Henson
Weber.
It sounds like a Netflix, doesn't
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Keep your eyes peeled. Mm. But that I really hope they don't cock it up. Anyway, thank you for bringing that to talk about. Before you go, would you mind delving into the Box of Delights and having a question?
Oh, dear. Oh, this is appropriate. Who is your favourite TV puppet?
Ah, well.
What, of all time? God.
Just any. I know there are many. From any era.
I feel like I...
We kill all the other ones, by the way. They're all put in a furnace.
Oh, God, okay.
I'm kidding. We never kill a puppet.
I do like the Muppets. I know that's boring, but...
You have to have a favourite Muppet, then.
Okay. Oh, God. Let's go with Kermit. I like Kermit.
Kermit. Oof, bit route one. Bit obvious.
Bit route one.
He is great, though.
But, yeah, I mean, why change a classic, you know?
I know, you're right.
Beautiful expressions and things like that. I'm sure I'll think of another puppet and be like, oh.
On the stairs on the way out, undoubtedly. Eleanor, thanks for coming. Bye.
Thank you for having me.
You're so polite.
Thanks for listening. You can find links to the YouTube clips from today's episode on our Twitter feed at Box Delights Pod. Come and say hello. Bye.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.